Krishna Productions presents a dramatic narration of the book, The Life of Tulsi Devi. It was written by and is narrated by Amala Bhakta Das. Both the book and the narration were copyrighted in 1991 and all rights are reserved. The book is based primarily on an English translation of the Sanskrit text of the Brahma Vaivarta Purana by Rajendranath Sen, which was published in India in 1920. The text was occasionally supplemented with clarifications and elaborations from the Shiva Purana, which was translated by a board of scholars and published in India by Motilal Banarsidis, and by the Srimad Devi Bhagavatam, which was translated by Swami Vigyananda and published in India by Munshi Ram Manoharlal. However, this entire project was inspired by and is dedicated to His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, founder Acharya of the International Society for Krishna Consciousness. For it was Srila Prabhupada who brought to the Western world an understanding of the importance and value of the glorious Tulsi plant. And it was under his guidance and direction that countless devotees of God learned to honor and worship Tulsi Devi daily, and thereby make wonderful spiritual advancement. These practices are still going on in all temples of the International Society for Krishna Consciousness and shall continue to go on, for the benefits of such practices are incalculable. But who is Tulsi Devi? A great devotee of Lord Krishna? Yes, but what makes her so great? Why is she worshipped in all ISKCON temples, in all Vaishnav temples? What did she accomplish to deserve such worship? What is her special distinction? These important questions will be answered shortly in this brief description of her blessed life. Let us begin with the introduction. In his summary study of Srila Rupa Goswami's book, The Nectar of Devotion, Srila Prabhupada, in chapter 11, quotes the Skanda Purana as follows, quote, "Let me offer my respectful obeisances unto the Tulsi tree, which can immediately vanquish volumes of sinful activities. Simply by seeing or touching this tree, one can become relieved from all distresses and diseases. Simply by offering obeisances to and pouring water on the Tulsi tree, one can become freed from the fear of being sent to the court of Yamaraj, the king of death who punishes the sinful." If someone sows a Tulsi tree somewhere, certainly he becomes devoted to Lord Krishna. And when the Tulsi leaves are offered in devotion at the lotus feet of Krishna, there is the full development of love of Godhead. Unquote. In Kushikrata Das's translation of the book Sri Garga Samhita, Canto 2, Chapter 15, verses 37 through 39, and Chapter 16, verses 1 through 39, it is mentioned that Chandranana, Srimati Radharani's friend, had heard the scriptures directly from the lips of Garga Muni. Thus Radharani asked her what kind of worship she should perform to please Sri Krishna and to bring herself good fortune, virtue, and the fulfillment of her wish. After reflecting on this question for a moment, Chandranana told her that service to Tulsi Devi bestows the greatest virtue, good fortune, and blessing, and offers one Lord Krishna's company. She advised Radharani to gaze on Tulsi, touch her, remember her, glorify her, bow down before her, offer prayers to her, plant her, and worship her. By doing this, Chandranana assured, Tulsi would grant Radharani's desire, and also that anyone who serves Tulsi in these nine ways attains the result one would attain if he performed pious acts in many thousands of millions of yugas or ages. Chandranana further said that one who plants tulsi liberates his family from the cycle of birth and death. However many branches, sub-branches, seeds, flowers, and leaves there are on the tulsi plant that one sows, that many ancestors and descendants in his family for thousands of kalpa yugas go to Lord Krishna's transcendental abode. When one offers Lord Krishna just one tulsi leaf, he attains the same result as offering him every leaf and flower that exists. One who worships Lord Krishna with tulsi leaves is not touched by sin, just as a lotus leaf is not touched by water. Yamaraj's servants will never enter a home that is in the midst of a tulsi forest. If one plants, protects, waters, sees, or touches the tulsi plant, tulsi burns away the reactions to sins committed with one's body, mind, and words. Such holy lakes as the Pushkar, such holy rivers as the Ganges, and such deities as Lord Vasudeva reside on a single tulsi leaf. If one serves the tulsi plant daily, Sri Krishna will become his submissive servant. Thereafter, to please Lord Krishna, Srimati Radharani vowed to serve Tulsi Devi by following Garga Muni's instructions daily for about 6 months. When her vow was completed, she feasted numerous Brahmins and donated to them an enormous amount of wealth. Then in the sky, the demigods sounded their drums and the apsaras began to dance. The demigods showered blossoms on the temple of Tulsi. Next, the beautiful four-armed Tulsi, who is very dear to Lord Krishna, appeared. She had lotus-like eyes, a golden crown, and glittering earrings, and she was seated on a glorious throne on a golden pedestal. When it descended to earth, Tulsi embraced and kissed Radharani, who was wearing a new Vaijayanti garland and whose serpentine braids were covered with a yellow cloth. Tulsi said to Radharani, "I am pleased with you and eternally conquered by your loving devotion. O lovely one, you very faithfully followed your vow as if you are an ordinary human being. You will attain the desire that fills your heart, mind, intelligence, and senses. Lord Krishna will be kind to you. How fortunate you are." Radharani then bowed down and prayed, "May I have pure devotion to Lord Krishna's lotus feet?" Tulsi replied, "Yes, you shall," and then disappeared. Radha, King Vrishabhanu's daughter, went home feeling happy at heart. Anyone who hears this amazing story about Srimati Radharani attains wealth, pleasure, virtue, and the supreme spiritual goal of life, love for Lord Krishna. We now conclude the introduction with the following prayers. I offer my repeated obeisances unto Vrinda, Srimati Tulsi Devi, who is very dear to Lord Keshava. O Goddess, you bestow devotional service to Lord Krishna and possess the highest truth. O Tulsi, beloved of Krishna, I bow before you again and again. My desire is to obtain the service of Sri Sri Radha and Krishna. Whoever takes shelter of you has his wishes fulfilled. Bestowing your mercy on him, you make him a resident of Vrindavan. My desire is that you will also grant me a residence in the pleasure groves of Sri Vrindavan Dham. Thus, within my vision, I will always behold the beautiful pastimes of Radha and Krishna. I beg you to make me a follower of the cowherd damsels of Vraja. Please give me the privilege of devotional service and make me your own maidservant. This very fallen and lowly servant of Krishna prays, may I always swim in the love of Sri Sri Radha and Govinda.